Salve, rapaz, Sérgio, vai vir? Because that it's the truth, you're not allowed to stop it. You're not allowed to stop people from hearing the truth. So one time, Rav Shalom was driving to a certain shiur, and one of the students of Rav were with him in the car. And that student asked Rav Shalom on that amazing book, Sherit Yitzchak, the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter, like we talked about him a lot of times, on Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter, one of the most important Hasidic Western. And that student asked Rav Shalom and told him, you know, Rav, in that amazing book are written a lot of words of Torah of Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter. And your words of Torah and his words of Torah are very like the same, very similar. How can it be? That student wanted to check. Maybe Rav is going to tell him something interesting. So Rav Shalom answered to him, everyone that Rabbeinu's light illuminates inside of him, so his words are sounds the same. He's got the same words. Those are the words of Rabbeinu. This is the light of Rabbeinu. So, me myself, yesterday night, when I was doing my Dvodadut, I said to Hashem Yitzbarach, thank you Rabbeinu, that you're illuminating your light in my neshama. I could say that. And why I could say that? I'm going to read it to you. Look what that Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter, and think about all of those wonderful classes that we talked on tshuva, on thinking, seeing, watching your lackings and confessing. Those are confessions that Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter wrote. He was doing, in a certain time of his life, he felt that his bodedut is not enough for him. To talk to Hashem, he felt like it's not enough. So he started to write down his words of his bodedut. And it's amazing. He was a huge tzaddik. He was learning in Yeshivat Chachme Lublin before he becomes to be a Breslover. And he said on himself, on the time that before of finding Rabbeinu, he said that he was Oved Elilim Betara, Oved Avodah Zara Betara. He was worshipping idols in purity. means that he was all into Avodat Hashem. He was just learning and praying and doing everything, but Hashem wasn't in the picture. It was for another reason. Like we know, the spiritual holocaust that we have today. People are not tuned. People are not looking straight to Hashem in Barach. So, he's saying in his confessions, it's amazing. I want to read maybe a few pages to translate you. Maybe I will. So he's saying, I'm going to translate it for you. Father, the creator of the world, I'm coming to you now. I'm thinking to myself that this is my last advice. To tell you that I don't have no advice against the brazenness, the bold of that body, of that Yetzer, the bad Yetzer. I don't have power and brain to suffer anymore. I don't know what to do. He wants it, that Haman, the body, that it's Haman, the Yetzer Hara, that is the enemy. He wants to uproot me totally and to excommunicate me from your holy faith and your holy Torah and from faith in the wise first and last wise people. From what that we accepted from the Holy Fathers, from the ways of simplicity and being innocent with Hashem Yitzbarach. The Yetzirah wants just to destroy me and to kill me from two worlds. Like that it's written, Lashmid la'arog u'la'abed, to destroy, to kill, and to lose. I don't have no advice, no power to stand against him. And like that our fathers done, in every generation and generation, to be crowded together and to stand up to protect their souls, to fight the war against the Yetzer, to remove their eyes from looking on lust and imaginary desires. Ameupashot. Meupashot means rotten desires. Ve'al ha-sirchonot ha-mechupasot on the odors.
Disguise.
Foulness. Shel ha-baal davar of the Yetzer Hara. Ha-me'ashreni that makes me so happy b'ta'avotav in his lusts. U'marticheni legamre l'arutz acharav and boil me to run totally after him. My Father, the Creator, you know that it's a huge wonder that I can even say my words just now to take them out from my mouth. The Baal Davar, the Yetzirah, he's so united with me as one. I attached myself to him so much and I made covenants, britot, brit with him so much until that he is going and praising himself that I'm inside of his stomach. That I belong to him. And my enemies are saying to me that you're in a bad condition and that you will not gonna stand up. All of the despair that a person have in his life. Because he sees that I have those days and years that he's fighting against me and he's achieving everything that he wants to achieve from me. And not only that, he's making twice as many than what that he plans. And maybe even 1,000 times more than he thought to achieve from me in the beginning. He's achieving. Ribono shel olam. Moments, only moments, few moments, once in a while that I have that merit to talk words like those. And also those are not coming from the bottom of my heart at all. Just a little bit that comes out by getting closer to the righteous man. And because that I'm getting closer to him, so those words are coming out. Words like those that me, myself, I'm not listening to them. And I'm canceling those words that I'm saying. He's confessing on the truth. And I'm canceling those words that I hear right now. And I'm rejecting them from me outside. From my thoughts, when the needs extra things for
luxuries.
Luxuries. Yeah, when that yetzer of luxuries is boiling me, or to break prohibitions, chas v'shalom. Father, I'm asking you, what to do? With who I'm going to talk? With who I'm going to consult? If not with you, You're the creator. You are the leader of all of the worlds and the will that people have. And I already saw that in the time that you want to help me, you can make my will strong and my brain strong. And I suddenly see light in my path of truth, and I have faith. And I can do the things in Kedusha that I achieved, that you let me to achieve. Father, I cannot stand myself. Such a liar. Saying false all of the time. And like that it's written, Dover shkarim lo ikon leneged elai. A liar cannot stand in front of you. Just what I'm going to do? Because also, you want me also those words of truth, of confessions, not to say them to you? I'm lying when I'm confessing. You don't want me to confess even? I cannot confess, right? So I won't say. Even though that my confessions are not real. But should I go lost, chas v'shalom? Like that it's written that the woman, she is receiving punishment on the fact that she was not screaming. So now I will not gonna scream. And also now when he's bringing a proof, and he's saying, and actually, it's amazing, he's saying that the Midat HaEmet, the attribute of truth, said not to create the world because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because people gonna lie. So, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw away that attribute of truth to the world, down to the earth. And actually, by that you can learn that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love the liar. You chose him the liar. You chose the liar. You love him. Even though that he's lying to you, Ribono Shel Olam, you still love him. Because you want to say, you want him to come to the to tshuva, to do tshuva. So even though that we're liars, the Yetzirah, when he is confusing the person, no one can hold the attribute of truth anymore. And then this is the tikkun. This is going to fix everything. The people going to talk and share everything with you. Just going to talk with you. Ribono Shel Olam, I'm praising you that you gave me that wisdom to understand those huge advice that comes out from the highest well of wisdom and understanding from the salvations, the springs of salvations, like that it's written, Maim Amukim, deep water, Divrei Pi'ish, words of a man, Nachal Nova Mekor Chochmah, that comes from the river that is source of wisdom. Ribono Shel Olam, I'm begging from you, I'm fainting on you. Look at my trouble, look how corrupt I am. And here, in front of your eyes, during the Itbodedut, in the middle of the Itbodedut, that for him, for Rabbi Yitzchak Beiter, this is the highest moment of them all. He's in front of Hashem, face to face. There is nothing higher than that. I can make you angry. I can do things against your will, in my thoughts, and also to speak. What else can I tell you? I'm afraid to say more things, how far I am, and how twisted I am. How much I don't have Yirat Shamayim, how much I'm not afraid. Ah, he's screaming. He's writing, ah, he's screaming to Hashem. What can we do? You are the real merciful. Where is your merciness? Where is your mercy? And on who are you going to have mercy if not on me? When you're going to bring me closer to the faith, to the truth. Because I know and I believe that I'm the worst one of all. And even though, after that, after 10 times that I've been in Uman, in Rosh Hashanah, I can sin so much, and to betray you, and to fight with you in front of your face, I don't know what to say anymore. You should say, you should speak, he's writing to Hashem. I cannot talk anymore, I don't have words to say. How much I'm going to confess? I'm the worst one, I cannot talk, but you want me to talk, so you're going to talk. Talk you, talk for me. Claim for me, because you can judge me to kaf zchut in a positive way, and you're still leaving me here in this world, and you give me all of the physical things here in this world, and you show me also from huge distance that it's good to be a Jew and to get over on all of those lusts and desires. I understand by that what that the real righteous people taught me with all of his words and with all of hitchazkut to get stronger, that it's the truth. And you still wait for me that I'm going to do tshuva. He's still screaming and screaming to Hashem. He is writing, confessing, Ribono Shel Olam, the master on all of the creatures. Here I stopped and I haven't write for 3 days in that prayer. What can I say to you from that day? It means 3 days ago. from those words until today, 3 days after, even though that I spoke with you a few words, but like that the real righteous people are going every day, they're achieving few miles with your wisdom and levels, me up the opposite totally. I'm falling every time lower and lower in Sheol Tachtit, in the lowest place of hell. We're talking about a righteous man that is screaming to Hashem Yitbarach 6 hours a day, daily, learning Torah all day long in the generation of the Holocaust. A huge Hasid, huge righteous man. You can believe me, Ribono Shel Olam, that I would stop totally to talk and to claim things when I see that I cannot stop myself. Never. I cannot divide myself from acting like an animal and to be sick from my stinking lusts, mita'avotai ha-masrichot, from my stinking lusts. And I cannot cut myself even as a breath of a hair. And I would have stopped to dishonor you again and again when I'm begging and asking and I'm not listening to myself. He's confessing again. He feels that he's disgracing Hashem Yitbarach with his confession. Because he's confessing again and again, and he's sinning again and again, falling again and again. What can we do? And then the light of the tzaddik is writing again, coming again, and surrounding me again, that there is no despair in the world, and he's opening my mouth again. Exactly when I'm turning myself away from you, this is when the righteous man is coming and cheering me up and telling me, "Don't, there is no despair." In the moment that I am not holding no path of tshuva and no waking up to nothing in Kedusha, the righteous man is forcing me to talk to you a few words and to sigh like that charity is doing, that you achieve huge things by charity, by sighing also. And then suddenly, I want you, Hashem. And I'm sighing like only a kosher Jew that thinks only on Yirat Shamayim is sighing. Really, suddenly, from all of these things, from all of the Avonot, suddenly I have a huge desire just for you. And I'm sighing like an Admor, like a huge rabbi, someone that just wants Hashem. A boy sighs more and more. He's begging to Hashem Yitbarach that his prayer is going to start to be answered and that he will not going to sin anymore. And that's going to keep on let the light of the righteous man of Rabbeinu HaKadosh to illuminate in his heart, in our hearts. We need to believe in all of those, mamash, how much Hashem is close to us, and to know actions are not in our hands at all, are not in our hands at all. Rabbi Yitzhak Breiter, he been murdered in Treblinka. He was, in the beginning he was giving shiurim, in the beginning he was a Litvish, he was a Litvish, Talmid Chuchem, and he was, yes, I talked about it yesterday with one of the guys here from the class. We talked about it. It's amazing. We said, look,
thousands and thousands of Talmidim.
Yes,
tens of thousands of Talmidim.
We talked about it, me and one of the friends here yesterday. We said, look, Rabotenu, the rabbis, they let us to write, the permission to write Torah Shebal Peh. To write the wisdom of Torah Shebal Peh. But actually, it's not allowed to write the Torah Shebal Peh. So what's the permission? How they could break that rule that it's not allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh? Because they realized, the Rav Shalom told me that once, that they realized that even if they're going to write, as much as they're going to write, this is it, from now on it's allowed to write everything. From the moment that they wrote the Mishnayot, the Gemara, this is it. Now you can write everything. Gana Emuna, everything is written. This is it. You can write Torah Shebal Peh. Why they allowed it? Because they realized that even if you're going to write it, you're never going to cover it all. You're never going to write Torah Shebal Peh. You can write as much as you want, still there's going to be a part, a huge part, the main part, that is the Torah Shebal Peh, that you cannot write it down. Means even if you're going to learn all Torah Shebal Peh that is written today, still you have to have a rabbi. You have to have someone that's going to guide you, that's going to teach you. Because you can learn from the books of Rav Shalom how to make it bodedut, that this is, there is no more Torah Shebal Peh than that. And you're going to learn that, and still you will not going to know how to give an advice for yourself. And you have to come to ask your rabbi. You have to come to your rabbi to ask him what to do with your life, how to learn, how to do it bodedut, even though that you read it. You have mamash, the recipe for straight it bodedut, And you cannot make it without a leader, without a teacher, without a righteous man that's gonna help you, that's gonna give you a hand, that's gonna let you understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it to be like that. So there are thousands and thousands of Talmidei Chachamim that they've been called by the Gemara Kedosha Am Haaretz, because they don't have Shimut Talmidei Chachamim. They're not close to real righteous people that can teach them ways of life, Orchot Chaim. So even though that they know all Shas by heart, they know all of the Gemara, all of Mishnayot, all Shulchan Aruch, they're still ignorant, they're still Burim. They don't have the wisdom of Torah Shebaal Peh. They don't know how to do Tshuva. Like I told you, on that student, Rabbi Yitzchak, that came to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and Rabbeinu entered, invited him into his house, and asked him, so tell me, what were you doing from the first days that you started to learn? So he told him, we learned in Chumash, and Mishnayot, and then I learned Gemara, Rashi, Tosafot, finished all Shas, got married in the age of 18, and this and that. So then Rabbeinu asked him, but it's written in the Mishnah that the one that learns Torah Lishma, Zochel Dvarim Arbe, the one that learns Torah Lishma, learn like you should learn, he achieves a lot of things. And then Rabbeinu asked him, what are those things that he achieves? Devarim elu diburim. Things are words. Devarim elu diburim. Means words of tshuva. Like that it's written, K'chu imachem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take things with you and come back to Hashem. What you should take? What are those things? Words of Torah, words of tshuva. So you need to have tshuva. And you are very far from tshuva, Rabbeinu is saying to him. You haven't started your tshuva process at all, means that you were not learning Leshem Shamayim at all. So he was spending all of his life in Beit Midrash, learning Mishnayot, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfot, everything, and it's not Lishma, so it's nothing. He wasn't connecting himself to Hashem Yitbarach during his limud. So what were you doing in the Beit Midrash all of those years? Wasting your time. Rejecting yourself from Hashem Yitbarach, learning how to be arrogant, learning how to be far away from the Creator. If you're not doing tshuva, if you're not confessing, if you don't know that you're zero, like Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter, that is not holding himself to nothing, even though that everyone are praising him, you're gonna read in the introductions to that book, the lion of the group of Chassid Breslev, he was the torch, he was the light, he was the fire, he was this, he was, and you see his confessions. Screaming to Hashem Yitbarach, I want to be called righteous man and to hold all of lusts and desires in the same time. He's writing in one of his confessions. This is the real level that we're holding. We want to be righteous, but not to drop no steak, no sugar, no cake, no chocolate, nothing. Chas v'shulem. Chas v'shalom. Not to lose a meal. Soya steak, Moshe. Soya steak. All right. So everyone with his last. The attribute of tshuva, to confess, mamash to confess, to talk to Hashem daily from the bottom of your heart, and even if it's hard, to confess on the fact that you cannot confess, to talk on your lack of ability. On your problems, Ribbono Shel Olam, I cannot confess like I should. I don't know where you can find a heart like that to talk like those, the wonderful Diburim that we just read. Where I can find a heart like that? I don't have a heart like that. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me that heart, give me that brain, give me that will to pray, to do tshuva. I don't have that will, Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going to the field just, I don't know, FFH. Chassid Breslev, we need to change it. Chassid is going to be with a C. CB.
From habit.
CBFH. Chassid Breslev from habit. No, this is. I'm a Chassid Breslev from habit. I'm doing 1 hour. Thank you, Hashem. I'm doing 1 hour. Rav Shalom once said in Purim, he said, my Itbodedut is not like yours. That you're going to the woods, to the nature, you're going for a walk, you're enjoying looking on flowers. Says for me, the Itbodedut is a hard job. I'm crying in my Itbodedut. I'm confessing in my Itbodedut. He's investigating. He's uprooting all of the Yetzer Hara. He's going to the field to fight with the Yetzer Hara. He's not going to the field for a walk. For us, we need to go for a walk. Everyone from his level. But we need to realize also that there is something more than that. It's not to take 1 hour vacation. If you need that vacation, this is the place. But you need to look for more. Always need to look for more. Look for Hashem. Hashem, where are you? The king is in the field. What? The king is the flower. The king is the ants. It's the animals. It's the deer. The tzvi. What is that? What is Hashem? Hashem Yitbarach. What do you want me? Why you brought me to the field? What's the reason that you brought me today to the field? This is a prayer that you should pray before of Yitbodedut. Ribono Shel Olam, wake me up to do tshuva on the things that you want me to do tshuva on them. Let me get closer to you. Let me say the words that you want me to say. That my Yitbodedut is going to be straight today. That I'm going to get closer to you through the Yitbodedut. The day before I went to the mikveh, I thought on what that I told you. I thought about what that I told you, that you can close the window, please. We're going to open another window over there, maybe. So, this morning I thought to myself, when I walked to the mikveh, that I told you that if a person is going to go 310 times to deep, 310 times in the mikveh, you're going to feel a huge illumination, huge light, something amazing going to happen to him. And then I said to myself, why is it written, Ma mikveh metaheret atmeim, af hakadosh baruch hu metaheret Israel? That mikveh is purifying the contaminated people, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is purifying Am Yisrael. Ma mikveh metaheret atmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, purify Am Yisrael. Metaheret Am Yisrael. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, metaheret Yisrael. So, it means that there are two levels, contaminated people and Am Yisrael. It's two different things. Because you have mikveh that is purifying the contaminated people, and you have Hashem that is purifying Am Yisrael. So it means that if you're contaminated, mikveh gonna purify you. If you're Israel, Hashem gonna purify you. What it means? It means that if you're contaminated, means that you don't have faith in Hashem Yitbarach, you're contaminated. Then you have to have a mikveh. Because you cannot believe that Hashem can purify you in a moment. You have to go to the mikveh, you have to have a certain ishtadlut. But if you're Israel, that you're straight with Hashem, you don't need nothing. Hashem is purifying you. This is how I could go to the mikveh and not to dip 310 times today, this morning. It saved me from being late in 2 hours and only half an hour late. So, we need to understand, Hashem is purifying. Hashem is purifying you. Hashem needs you to dip 300 times in the mikveh, 20 times, 7, with all of your kavanot and intentions and filot and prayers. It's for you. All of those ishtadliyot are only good for you because you don't realize that Hashem is with you. When Hashem is with you, you don't need nothing. Hashem is there. What do you need? You have Hashem. There was one admor, one rabbi, that he had to go to a mikveh before of a certain holiday, but people came to him. A lot of people, crowd, huge amount of people came to get his blessings before of the holiday. And he couldn't make it to mikveh. And the holiday mamash was soon started, and he didn't have the time to run to mikveh. What he said? He said to all of the public, Raboisai, spread your hands, put your hands in front. They made a bridge with their hands, and he ran after their hand, under their hands. And he said, Mikveh Yisrael Moshio Be'etzara. That the Mikveh is Israel. It's Am Israel, it's those people. He purified himself as Mikveh by running through Am Israel, under the hands of Am Israel. The Mikveh is Israel. You can purify yourself through Am Israel. Run between Am Israel, you're talking to another Jew, he's purifying you. Mikveh Israel, it's the same thing. Mikveh Hashem, Mikveh Israel, it's three things that are together, are one. The Torah, it's water, it's one. We need to cancel all of our old faiths. Stupid faith that we had. Like physical world is exist. It's not exist. If Hashem wants to make you a billionaire, you're going to be a billionaire. In one day, if Hashem want to meet you with your wife, you're ready to honor her and to respect her, he's going to meet between you. But if you need to learn more humility, that you're not going to ruin her poor life, so Borei Olam is holding you back, that you are not going to be angry at her, that you will not going to... So you need to realize, all for the good, it's all spiritual. When you're ready, you have it. When you're not ready, you don't have it. Agnet, it's written, people are saying, magia. Lo magia li, ken magia li, I deserve it, I don't deserve it. Magia, it's also coming. Lama zehigia, why it came. So deserve and coming, it's the same word. Magia and magia. So, when a person is saying, ze lo magia li, I'm not deserved to that, you should ask him, so why it came to you? אז למה זה הגיע אליך? אם זה מגיע, זה מגיע. If it came, so you deserve it. So a person should know, Hashem is truth, and Hashem is one, in heaven and in earth. If this is your reality, it's because that this is what that is the truth. This is reality. This is what that Hashem wants. You have a lacking, a huge lacking, a problem, a real problem, domestic problem. It's fair. This is what it's supposed to be. And it's after all of those huge filters of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of that, it's after huge amounts of discounts. After that Hashem is revealing His mercy, His love, His kindness, His patience, everything. It's after all of that. Now you can see. So you have a very small ishtadlut, a very small effort that you should put in your life. For you, it's so hard and heavy. Because you're lazy. Not because it really it's hard. People were suffering. We're talking about Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter, that in the end he finished his life in this world in the fire. In Treblinka. My wife asked me yesterday, where is his Tzion? Maybe you should go. I told him, Mount of Ashes. This is Tzion. There is no grave. Didn't even come to grave, to Kever Israel.
They didn't know the date he died. It's a suffix, it's left blank.
There is
a warrant to the day he
they
died.
Went.
It's left blank.
They know the day that he entered to the camp. There is few testimonies that saw him managing a few days over there in the camp, but he disappeared. No one knows what happened with him in the end. So. No one knows. For us, we need to realize the faith in Hashem Yitbarach is to connect ourselves with Him. And this is it. No matter what people are saying, I'm not getting married, I need a wife. What are those nonsense? For what you need a wife? Tell me, why you need a wife? For what? Really, tachlis, bottom line. If Hashem wants you to keep that mitzvah, He's going to send that wife for you. Harav Shalom said, you're going to think I'm crazy, but for 1 year and a half I was praying to find my mate, and when they were suggesting me shiduchim, I wouldn't go. You're going to say it's a crazy person. That he's praying on something, and when someone is offering the same thing that he's praying on, he's rejecting it. He said, no, I knew that my shiduch is going to come to the yeshiva. And he said, and this is what that really happened. In the end, the chief rabbi of the yeshiva, he told me on a certain shiduch. And I went, and it's my wife. One shiduch. When you have faith, this is what that you have. When you don't have faith, you need ishtadluyot to check and to see and to talk and to ask and to investigate. And then you have doubts. Maybe it was right, maybe it was wrong. Why you have those doubts? Rav Shalom told us. He asked Rav Berland, how am I going to know if it's my wife or not? Rav Berland answered to him, if she's got two eyes, two legs, it's your wife. Two legs, two eyes, it's your wife. No questions on it. Two hands. Rabbi Yosef Voltoch was one of the hidden tzaddikim, the biggest tzaddikim, righteous people from all of the generations. Huge. A huge righteous man. He got married, Rab Shlomo Mizvil. He was the one that fixed that shidduch for him. He was consulting another hidden tzaddik on the shidduch, right shidduch for him. He got married, Bli Neder, after 2 weeks, his wife went to hospital and didn't come out from the hospital for the rest of her life, and she lived few years, long life, but in hospital. She couldn't go out from the hospital. He went to Rav Shlomo Mizvil, asked him what to do, told him you don't need to divorce her. He went to Baba Meir, that was one of his rabbis, asked him if he should divorce her. He said, no, you don't have no reason to divorce her. No. And he lived all of his life without a wife. You think you know best? What do you know? What do you know? What do you know in the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach? Hashem knows exactly for you what is best. There is a person that can wake up from a movie, from a Hollywood movie, he's going to do tshuva from a Hollywood movie with goyim, non-Jews, actors going to play, I don't know what. And he's going to wake up so much to look for his Judaism suddenly. How it happened? From a Pink Floyd song, I don't know what. Something going to wake him up. There are sparks in those places that fell down to those horrible places. And you have the ability, like Am Yisrael that goes down to Egypt, and bringing sparks up from those places. I remember my tshuva process. I'm sharing with you my tshuva process. I woke up from those things. From movies was mamash one of the most important things for me in my life. I was waking up from those things. Yesterday, Nehemiah is here. Where is he? Nehemiah told me a story, one of our friends. Nehemiah told me an amazing story. Amazing story on Abal Shem Tov. One time, Abal Shem Tov in the Bet Knesset, during the holiday, there was one person that came with his son to the Bet Knesset, and his son, he had a flute, and he wanted to bring the flute with him to play in the Bet Knesset, but it was a holy day, and you're not allowed to play the flute, so his father was very strict and told him, don't bring the flute with you, and that poor son dragged, he was hiding the flute with him inside of his clothes, and he was taking it with him to the Bet. He had to bring the flute with him to the Bet Knesset. And during the tefillah over there, all of the public are singing in the Bet Knesset of Abal Shem Tov. And all of the public are singing and singing and singing to Hashem Yitbarach. And the boy, the little boy, he didn't know how to pray. He didn't know how to read from the Siddur. And he wanted to take a part in the tefillah also. And he had a strong desire to play, to do something, and he didn't know what to do. In the end, he couldn't stop himself. He took out that flute, and his father, trying to reach his hand to stop him from playing, and he made only one tone, this is it. And in all of the Bet Knesset, what's that? They heard the flute in the holy day. It's not allowed. And everyone were angry and came to him, and they wanted the father going to punish the boy that he's playing the flute. And the Baal Shem Tov stopped them all and said, listen, for hours I'm trying to lift all of the prayers of Am Yisrael from all shuls, from all Batei Knesiot, and I couldn't make it until that young kid played the flute. That one tone. And he lifted all of the prayers of Am Yisrael. Now. It's a sin. It's an avera. It's not allowed to play the flute in Shabbos. You don't know nothing on how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. This is the answer. You don't know. The truth is that you don't know. You know what makes Hashem happy? Simplicity makes Hashem happy. Goodwill makes Hashem happy. Smiles makes Hashem happy. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich said, you want to know which mitzvah makes huge sound, huge voice loud in heaven? When a grown-up person holds the hand of a little boy and helps him to cross the street. This is a mitzvah that makes huge sound, huge voice, loud voice in heaven. You would think about it? It's a nice mitzvah, it's a good mitzvah. But you'd rather to sit hours learning Shulchan Aruch. Mister, Rabbi Yehuda Leibovich is a tzaddik that heaven was open for him like that. He sees everything. He knows past life of every person that came to him, all of the actions, all of his needs, all of the connection between people, his secrets and secrets. Holy eyes. Those people, they know the truth. What is important in life? What that is important, mashechmarti hekalte. What is strict for Hashem Yitbarach, you were mekel on that. You didn't took it seriously enough. What that is light for you, what that is light for me, you made it to be so important. You're taking small things that for me, I'm not looking at them at all. Hashem is saying, and you made it to be the most important things in life. People are kana'im and envious, fighting on Eretz Yisrael HaShlema, on this and that. Rav Ovadia allowed to give peace, part of Eretz Israel for peace, not for peace, for quiet, because he was afraid that soldiers gonna die in the war, and he went and allowed to give part of Eretz Israel. So you're gonna say no, you're wiser than Rav Ovadia. All right, now I understand that I'm not allowed to talk to you. Now I understand that I'm not allowed even to listen to you. That I'm not allowed even because you're contradicting kosher holy people. That were sacrificing themselves for Am Yisrael day and night. On the smallest answer that he was supposed to answer, he was opening books on books on books and investigating on things that he knew by heart for years. Answers that he already wrote, he checked them again and again and again and again. So on a question like that, you think that you haven't checked it enough? Alright, and you checked it. You that go like a hippie. and you have your will and your desires, and you know that Eretz Yisrael Hashlema. All right, bye bye. Not allowed to talk to you anymore. Talking nonsense. To cancel ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach means to cancel ourselves to Chachamim, like we said in the beginning of that wonderful class, that we said that a person can never gonna be a Talmid Chacham if he's not connected to a rabbi, to a righteous man that's going to lead him in the right path. No way, no chance. Even if you're going to learn all of the books that are talking on how to be a righteous man, even if you're going to work real hard on being a kosher person, you're not going to make it. From the moment that there is a righteous man in the generation, you cannot serve Hashem Yitbarach without him. From the moment that there was a Baal Shem Tov, you cannot get closer to Hashem Yitbarach without a Baal Shem Tov. Even if your father told you not to. Even if your father really told you not to. From the moment that there was Rabbi Nachman in Breslev in the world, you cannot be kosher without 1 hour hitbodedut. No matter which effort you're going to put in your life to be kosher. You're going to eat only kosher. You're going to talk only kosher. You're going to even switch your phone to a kosher phone. Everything going to be kosher. You can walk with the stamp of Badat Tzedak Haredit on your forehead. If you don't have 1 hour, you can be the head of the Badat Tzedak Haredit. You can be the postek of Badat Tzedak Haredit. If you don't do 1 hour confession in front of Hashem Yitbarach, you're not kosher. You're not kosher. Rabbeinu said, Katan Begadol, small and large, means important person also. A rabbi, an admor, if he's not. I went to the Tzion of the Chida, the Tzion of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. I want to say Sharkoach to someone of you. I don't know who is it. They put those flyers that we have, those brochures over there in the Tzion of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. I saw them over there on the table. One of you, hidden tzaddikim, put them before that I came. And when I was there, suddenly came an admor. An admor. You could see that he's an admor. He came with his students. I don't know who is the Baruch Hashem. Entered to the Tzion of the Chida, to the Tzion of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu for sure. He didn't even walk. He came to the Chida. He stood. They gave him a chair. He sat on the chair. He said like that. He was doing like that. The students straight themselves up in front of him. He told them, Shir Lama Alois. And they said, Shir Lama Alois. When they finished saying, Shir Lama Alois, he was doing I don't know what. Some Yehudim, and he said, who is buried there? And they told him, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. He said, all right, I met him a few times in my life. And they went out. This is it. What you can say? I'm not saying that I'm better than him. I'm worth thousands times from him. But I was begging on my life for 6 hours over there, begging and crying to Hashem Yitbarach to save me for myself. And I don't know how to explain. Something is missing. Something is wrong with coming and saying, Shir Lama Alois. They're all saying, Shir Lama Alois, and this is it. And no one have no connection. No one have no real bonding to the righteous man that is over the Chida Kadosh. You know who's the Chida Kadosh? You came to the Chida Kadosh. You need to... So maybe the Admor himself is very holy, but the students are not following. The students cannot understand what's going on with the rabbi. They don't have no connection to the rabbi. No connection. Even if that Admor is a real kosher Jew, a real holy man, I don't know. I'm not judging him. But you can see that the students are not following. You cannot be a kosher Jew by coming to the Tzion and saying, Shir Lama Alois, and going away. It's not it. No one is promising that they even completed the Shir Lama Alois. Didn't say to complete Shir Lama Alois. Shir Lama Alois. And you heard Shir Lama Alois. This is it. It's not it. Judaism, it's not a siddur. It's not a book. Judaism is spirit. It's neshama. It's a soul. It's that you're going to have a connection to the Creator, to the spirit that revives this world. And you cannot have no connection to nothing without words. You cannot communicate without words. This is the highest way of communication. By talking. By talking. So you cannot get closer to Hashem Yitbarach without talking to Him. Abraham was the first to the believers, the first one that connect himself to Hashem. He established Peruch Shacharit. Yitzchak after him established Mincha. Means that they were talking hours on hours, like Rav Yehuda Zev Leibovich said on Yitzchak Avinu, that he made 6 hours in Bodedut talking to Hashem Yitzbarach when he established the Tfilat Mincha. 6 hours in Bodedut, you cannot without it. You cannot connect yourself to Hashem. You're trying, we're trying. We see that we're trying for years. Trying and trying and learning and trying, and the main thing is missing. The connection, the love, the passion to Hashem Yitzbarach. The love to Hashem Yitzbarach. This is something that everyone can reach from every point, from every level that you're holding. There is no connection to levels in that place. When you love Hashem Yitzbarach is with you. No matter where are you. You fell, you're in the lowest place of them all. You love Hashem, this is the question. Do you love Hashem, or that you found now an excuse and a reason to drop Judaism at last? At last. This is the question. What do you want? What do you look for? You look for Hashem Yitzbarach, or you look for honor, for respect, for money, for success, for satisfactions? If you're looking for Hashem Yitzbarach, you can find Him wherever you are. When I'm going to go to the depths of hell, to the sheets of hell, over there, I'm going to be in the bottom of hell. Here you are. Rabbi Nathan said, I'm not afraid from hell. Even if they're going to send me to hell, I'm going to say Torah from Likutei Moharan, and the righteous people are going to come from heaven to listen to the Torah in hell, and it's going to become to be heaven. You just need to memorize one Torah. The shortest one. In the end, there are very short Torahs. You want us to learn the Likutei Moharan by heart? Rabbeinu said that the person that's going to know Likutei Moharan by heart, there will be no worms that are going to eat him in grave after death. No worms can control him. If you know Likutei Moharan by heart. I tried that a lot of times. I didn't have the merit until
then. Mami.
Who?
Rabbeinu?
I don't know, Mr. Thank you, sweet ones. I love you. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to Hebron. 9 a.m., please try to come. Bring sandwiches, bring food, bring whatever.
Snacks, fruit, drinks.
Healthy and not healthy.
Healthy and non-healthy. Healthy. Also, maybe you should bring some stuff from Hafatzah. So bring some.
Everyone that wants to bring can bring. So, Rabbi said we're coming back to the yeshiva at 3 maximum. Maximum at 3, we're here. Hopefully, Bezrat Hashem.
Last words.